If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Hospital shooting.
We have 4 civilians dead. We have 1 shooter that is dead.
The jury's verdict.
I would argue this was a complete grand slam for Johnny Depp.
70 years on the throne.
No British monarch in history has ever reached a platinum jubilee.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. This time it was a hospital. This time it was Tulsa, Oklahoma. This time, when a man opened fire with a gun, 4 people were killed. The shooter is dead, too. That makes at least 20 mass shootings in this country since the Texas school attack last week. Reporter Reagan Ledbetter of KOTV tells us what happened this time.
Shots fired. We see blood on the ground.
Police say they were directed to the building's 2nd floor where they heard those shots. Tulsa Police Captain Richard Muhlenberg.
As they were breaching that door to the 2nd floor of this building, the shooting suddenly stopped.
Police recovered a rifle and handgun and said both had been fired.
Had to hide in the closet and make sure that we were safe.
Dominica Smith is a patient service representative for St. Francis. She says she was leaving her office in the Natalie building when security told her to lock down and take cover.
Just fear. It's startling to just have to go through that.
Now to Uvalde, Texas, and the story of a mother who ran inside the school as the shooting unfolded last week to get her kids to safety while other parents were held back by police. Angelique Gomez says it was chaotic when she first got to Robb Elementary.
U.S. Marshals started coming toward my car saying that I wasn't allowed to be parked there. And he said, well, we're going to have to arrest you because you're being very uncooperative. I said, well, you're going to have to arrest me because I'm going in there. And I'm telling you right now, I don't see none of y'all in there. Y'all are standing with snipers and y'all are far away. If y'all don't go in there, I'm going in there. He immediately put me in cuffs.
Uvalde police told marshals to uncuff her.
As soon as they uncuffed me, I went to my son's class. And I knocked on the door, and I remember the teacher saying, you think we have time to get out? I said, y'all have time. I'm going to run for my other son.
She says she encountered more officers as she tried to reach her other child.
So I'm like, well, y'all aren't doing shit. What are y'all doing? Y'all ain't doing shit. Y'all need to be in here. Give me your vest. Somebody give me a vest. Something. As I see that they're opening my son's door, I go run for my son, and I get him.
She says she can't shake the thought of those who didn't make it out.
The gunshots were still active. There was no one in there. If anything, when I pulled up, my car was closer to the school than where the snipers and everybody that was laying on the ground were. They could have saved many more lives. They could have gone into that classroom and maybe 2 or 3 would have been gone, but they could have saved the whole class. They could have done something. If anything, they were being more aggressive on us parents. They were more pertained on keeping us back than getting into that school.
The actions of the authorities in Uvalde are under investigation. The accused gunman in the Buffalo supermarket shooting will be arraigned today. A new indictment now includes domestic terrorism and hate crimes charges. When word of a jury's verdict came in Fairfax, Virginia, there was a crowd outside to hear it. And it ended the 6-week court battle that pitted Johnny Depp against his ex-wife, Amber Heard. Jurors found he had been defamed by her in an op-ed where she said she was an abuse victim. He was awarded more than $10 million, but the jury also said she was defamed by a Depp lawyer and would get $2 million. In a statement, Heard called the decision a setback. Depp attorney Benjamin Chu.
Now that the jury has reached its conclusive verdict, it's time to turn the page and look to the future.
The future could be challenging. Both actors have lost out on roles. Overseas now to Britain and the celebration going on for Queen Elizabeth.
4 days of Jubilee celebrations, kicking off with a massive military parade featuring Prince Charles, Prince William, and Princess Anne on horseback, with more than 1,400 parading soldiers, 200 horses, and 400 musicians taking part.
It is extraordinary what we're celebrating, really.
Former Monty Python star-turned-travel writer Michael Palin.
Why I'm here is just because I think the Queen herself has done an amazing job.
A job she's done for 70 years. Her subjects celebrating the only monarch most here have ever known. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A step closer to COVID vaccines for kids under 5 and as young as 6 months old. Pfizer has submitted its application to the FDA for authorization of a 3-dose vaccine that it says is safe and effective. This mom says it's long overdue.
It really felt like parents like us who have children under 5 were just ignored and left at sea to fend for ourselves and to figure it out.
The FDA could give the green light for Pfizer and Moderna by the middle of this month. CBS's Matt Piper tells us there's some good news for hundreds of thousands who were left deep in debt after attending the Corinthian Colleges chain.
The for-profit school, which ran a number of programs under other names, filed for bankruptcy and closed in 2015. It has been accused of illegal recruiting tactics and other predatory behavior. The action, which the Education Department says is the largest student loan forgiveness ever, eliminates $5.8 billion in loans.
At a high school in Pescadero, California, a surprise visitor in an English classroom, a mountain lion.
Definitely not what I was expecting today when I came to school. Playing some tough finals, but not my line.
That student and others were not in the room at the time. A custodian saw the animal first and said it seemed lost and scared. It was tranquilized and sent to a zoo. Well, something to think about over your morning coffee. A new study in the Annals of Internal Medicine found those who drank a cup and a half to 3.5 cups of coffee a day were up to 30% less likely to die during the study period than those who drank none. The analysis included 170,000 people in Britain over a 7-year stretch. Well, AAA says the national average of a gallon of gas has gone up again. It's now just over $4.71. CBS's Peter King says that all means some drivers are heading for hybrids.
There's a reason why Brian just traded in his 5-year-old truck for a hybrid SUV.
That truck could only get 26 miles to the gallon on its best day. This one gets over 40.
Hybrids don't last long here at Phillips Toyota.
It can be very difficult and challenging right now because the hybrid demand is higher than it's ever been.
General Manager Tony Vero says most customers are searching then buying online without even test driving the vehicle they'll own. Want to do it the old-fashioned way? Vero says good luck.
If a vehicle happens to make it to the dealership, it doesn't last longer than a few days, especially in the hybrid models.
Peter King, CBS News, Leesburg, Florida.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Free gasoline? Get in line.
Drivers in Kokomo, Indiana started lining up almost 2 hours before a gas giveaway was to start. Joanna Smiley says she was thrilled when she got $25 worth pumped into her tank free.
I started counting the cars, though, when I came through the line. So I was like, okay, I think I can make it.
It was sponsored by Indiana Heartland Federal Credit Union marketing and compliance specialist Mary James.
This is the first time doing this, so we didn't really know what to expect. And that just shows that, I mean,
really people are kind of struggling right now and they can use any help that they can get.
The credit union says it's not ruling out another giveaway. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Well, traveling to Cuba can be costly, and now it's easier. The government is lifting flight restrictions to the island that were imposed during the Trump years. The administration's also reinstating the Cuban Family Reunification Parole Program, which has a backlog of more than 20,000 applications. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first, because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8-plus acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.